Hi, Olivia. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. You know, it's another day, so that's always great news. Yes, yes, yes. And I see, let me see here. So you guys are a bit newer in business, right?
Yeah. This fencing company is a new business. It's early starting.
Nice.
In fact, we got the LLC for it maybe a month ago, I want to say.
Oh, wow. So you guys are really, really new. Well, congratulations. How has it been going for you so far?
Oh, well, so far, so good. He's on his first. He did his first job a week ago, and then they're going to have him do his fencing part here in a couple of weeks, I believe. So far, so good. But like I said, it's so new that we haven't really – you know, other than just a bunch of people saying, oh, we need fencing, so we'll call you when we need it type thing.
Yeah. No, I get that. I mean, we can definitely help out when it comes to the marketing side as well. This is perfect for newer businesses because what you want to do is be found on Google, you know, when people are searching for your services. Pretty much the way that we work is with exclusive listings. So as soon as we start working with you, we do close out the category. We don't work with your competitors. These are going to be calls that are going to go directly to you. Now, we do this with first page placement on Google. You guys already have a Google business profile, which is great. That's a great first step. The website that you guys have, did you guys make it yourself? Because it looks like it was made on Google's platform.
I wasn't aware that we actually had a website because we don't even have an email address created for it. He's been using his other business's email for this. So I don't think we actually have a website made or anything yet, unless he did it without telling me. But normally he usually tells me when anything's made.
Let me verify then to make sure I'm looking at the correct Google business profile because it's on the Google business profile. Let me see. The company name, and let me verify that I have is, let me see here, Quick Action Fence.
Yes, we are Quick Action Fence. Is that, maybe I can look up online and see.
Is the phone number, because the phone number that's on it is 208-283-8043.
8043. I don't have that phone number anywhere on here. Because Aaron, so the only two phone numbers should be my phone number and Aaron's, which his ends in 6017. Let me text him and see if that, he said it was 208.
It's 208-283-8043. And it's popping up serving Napa area.
Yeah, he lives in Napa area. We do go over there. Okay, here. He's really quick at texting, so I'll text him and I'm gonna see
while
if
we
that
talk.
Is one of our phone numbers.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you look up in Google, I put Quick Action Fence in Napa, Idaho. If you type that up, the Google business profile is going to pop up. It might not even be you guys. Maybe it's another
company.
You know what
that I just actually registered in my head is this company, if I'm understanding correctly, and maybe I'm not understanding fully correctly, but I think somebody else had a fencing company and he had a bunch of leads and Aaron took it over, so maybe that's the old guy's phone number.
Okay.
That 8043, that's not us. He thought that was you guys.
Okay.
Because we haven't done any fencing work yet, so...
Okay, so then I would assume then
I'm gonna say no, it's not us.
Okay. So, super weird then. we're gonna
and
definitely want
to action fencing.
Fencing.
I don't
okay.
know if that changes anything.
It does because it's a different name, you know.
I see, and I know businesses are like that. You change one tiny thing and it's a whole new.
Yeah.
So
that's why
you quick action fencing with you.
Okay, I found quick action fencing, but there is no Google business profile because the Google business profile is still popping up the quick action fence.
I assumed. Okay.
And that's a big problem for you guys because if you have a customer that looks up your name and they're going to assume it's this Google business profile that pops up and they're going to be calling the other company thinking they're calling you guys.
Yeah.
So
yes,
we're going to need
true.
To. Yeah. Yeah. That's a big problem, especially for starting businesses because you need all the work you can get. So we're going to want to fix that. So we're going to make a Google business profile for your company with the correct spelling. So when people look you up, your Google business profile pops up. We'll also build you a website. So the website will be included as well. No extra cost on that one. It's included in the service. We'll also do put you on the first page of Google where the local map section is. The way that works is based off of your keywords, which are going to be the services that you offer. So if somebody looks up, one of the jobs you want to be found for, like fence installation, fence repair, or anything that you want to, basically get jobs for, when anybody searches one of those on Google, that's when your business pops up on the first page of Google. Now we do that on Bing, and we also run Facebook ads. Have you guys opened up a Facebook account by any chance?
No, but that is a good idea. I don't
okay.
think we have a Facebook. I don't think we have anything. So that's more than likely going to be my job.
Okay. Well, the good news is that we pretty much take care of everything. So if you would like us to open one up for you guys, we can. Now, of course, you're going to be maintaining it when it comes to putting your pictures up and everything. But what we do on Facebook side that works really well is we run Facebook ads. And we run the ads based off of people who are already searching for his services. I don't know if you ever experienced when you're online and you look up a certain product or something and then you go online later and all of a sudden an ad pops up for that thing you were looking for earlier. That's what
okay.
we're going to do basically for his business on Facebook. It's going to be a click-to-call campaign, so his clients are going to be able to click-to-call him directly. Our pricing is based off of a flat rate, so there's no contract. It is a month-to-month service. We do have a New Year special going on for this week as well, and you're looking at a flat rate of just $2.99 a month, and the setup fee is waived.
Oh, okay, so $2.99 a month, you said?
Uh-huh, correct. Everything's included in that pricing as well. We don't charge you per call, per click, per job, nothing along those lines.
Okay, so that is to set up everything and then also have it on Google search. And then $2.99 a month. I think that is doable for us. And then I have a question. If this quick action fence was his friend that gave us the business, gives all the leads, meaning he's not doing it anymore. Do we take over? Would we take over that? I'm having him verify if this is.
If the person who he took over the business from, should have access to that Google business profile. So if he can get that information, the administration, login info.
Yeah.
We can actually update everything on that Google business profile with a correct number, name, whatever needs to be changed. We can fix that, if need be.
Oh, cool. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, $2.99. I do run all the finances, but I can't just say yes without Aaron, without at least making sure. But
I understand.
Knowing Aaron, he's probably going to say yes. I'm not going to lie. Knowing Aaron, he's probably going to say yes. He always asks me for my opinion.
So, right?
Like I said, I'm hearing you at this, and he's kind of new. So we were like, we're jumping into this together. And I was like, oh, gosh, okay, well, let's go for it.
That's nice, though, right? You guys have each other's back that way. So.
Yeah.
It works out.
True. okay, so $2.99. I'm gonna text that to him right now.
Mm-hmm.
$2.99.
And then, so you understand the timeline as well. So there is a few things to take in consideration now. This Google Business Profile, if we can take over it, if he has access to it, it does make the process a bit quicker. But if we do need to start from the beginning, Google is going to mail out a verification pin to verify that you are a legitimate business. From when you start with us, it's going to be about 1 to 3 days. That's going to be to have your onboarding call. They go into detail about, you know, most keyword searches, what you want your website to look like. Facebook ads are going to be up and running about 7 to 14 days. And then your first page placement, you would be looking at about 30 to 45 days. It's that process with Google where they have to send you out that verification pin. You would get that back to us. But everything's going to start pretty much right away. We're going to be building everything. You will have a dashboard also that tracks everything. So it's going to show you how many people are looking for you, how many calls, clicks, the location these people are looking for you from. All of it is tracked. So that's basically, you know, everything in a nutshell.
Okay. Okay. So basically we start now and it was just assume that it would take 30, 45 days to get everything completely up and running,
mm-hmm.
which that's actually probably perfect timing anyways for us because then we can slowly start building up too while that's going.
Yeah, yeah. And we keep in communication with you the whole time as well. So we do send text messages, emails as everything's going. If we need anything, we communicate with you also. I'll also be point of contact. So I would be sending you over my office line, my direct extension. So you can always keep in communication with me also if you have any type of issues. So yeah, everything's done in-house, which is really nice.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, well then that sounds great. What, I'm literally texting him right now, everything that you're saying. So mm-hmm. if this goes through, I bet you by the end of today, or actually a little later today, I can probably call and we can get started on it.
Yeah, yeah. What I'm going to do is I'm sending you also my office line and my direct extension where you can reach me there. If I don't answer, you can send me a voicemail or leave me a voicemail.
Okay.
And I'll also set up a call back for you. When do you think, you know, after you, you know, meet, talk with him or whatever it is that you need to do, when do you think that I should set up a call back?
Let's see, it's 11 o'clock, 11, 12, 1. Let's say around 2.
At 2 o'clock, okay.
Yes, I think I'm meeting somebody around 1, but it shouldn't be longer than an hour to talk to them. So 2 o'clock should be perfect.
Okay, I put you down on my calendar then. Let's put you down there. Perfect. And if you, you know, if you get an answer for him from him beforehand, please feel free to give me a call and we can get everything going for you.
Oh, yes. Perfect. And like I said, he's normally very, says yes to basically everything. So
that's good.
Feedback.
You guys have good communication. I've come across some businesses where it's like, oh, I don't know when he's going to come in. I can't communicate with them, and it's you know, some owners are just, they're just really busy.
He is really busy. That's where I try to come in, but I also, he gives me a lot of power, and I'm like, you know, don't give me that power just yet. Let's make sure we're busy.
No, completely understandable.
Yeah.
Well, give me a call.
Yeah.
Sounds perfect. Or I'll give you a call a little bit later.
Either
we'll go from there.
Yes, either or. I'll be in contact with you. And if not, then yes, give me a call at 2 and I'll make sure that I'm available at 2 for you. So.
Sounds perfect. Thank you so much, Olivia. You have a good rest of your day. Speak with you soon.
Yes, you too. Bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye.